We continue our learning Leilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Muri Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Master Sheni Paragimel Mishnah Yud Beis Hamashil Kankanin LeMaser Sheni. Here we have someone who is lending his containers, his pitchers, Kankanim, to someone to store Maser Sheni wine. So now we have containers that are filled with Maser Sheni wine. We want to know whether or not the containers will take on the status of Kedushas Maser Sheni because they're holding the wine, Maser Sheni wine within them. Perhaps if the wine is Kadosh, the containers should also be Kadosh. So says the Mishnah like this, Afal pi shegafan, even though he closed the containers after filling them with the Maser Sheni wine, lo kana maser. The Maser Sheni literally doesn't acquire the containers, the Kankanim. In other words, the containers do not have Maser Sheni Kedusha, as we would expect. The Maser Sheni wine is Maser Sheni, but the containers remain Chulin. Ah, but if we look at the next line in the Mishnah, comes a Chiddush. Zalaf Lesochan Stam. Let's say someone poured regular wine into the containers. It's a tevel, regular wine. Maser Sheni has not been separated. And then, only after he poured the wine into the containers, is he going to name, designate, separate the Maser Sheni. And now, we have to see, well, maybe the status of the containers changes because he's calling it Maser Sheni, the wine Maser Sheni, after the Maser Sheni, after it's been separated, or Maser Sheni has not been called and designated Maser Sheni until it went into the container. So the Mishnah says it depends on whether I closed the containers before I designated a Maser Sheni or not. Ad shelo gafan, if he designated the wine in the containers Maser Sheni before he closed the containers, lo kana maser. So then the Maser Sheni doesn't literally acquire the containers, meaning the containers remain chulin. And it's the same halacha as the previous case, as where you poured Maser Sheni wine into the containers. But Mishe gafan, but let's say he already closed the container. So here you have someone. There's wine put into the container, and the wine is still tevel. He hasn't separated his Maser Sheni just yet. And now he pours the wine in, and he closes the containers, he seals the containers. So now we say, oh, and the Maser Sheni is going to be the wine in this barrel. Now, kana maser. The Maser Sheni literally acquires the containers. It means that they take on Kedushas Maser Sheni along with the wine that's found inside. Since the containers were closed and the wine was yet to be designated as Maser Sheni, so we consider the container and the wine as one entity, and it's as if the container is tafel, is secondary to the wine. So when I now call the wine Maser Sheni, there's Kedusha on the container as well. So let's say now he wants to offer my nafkamina, what practical application do we have? So let's say he wants to redeem the Maser Sheni wine. So he has to redeem the container as well. So let's say the wine is worth $10 and the container is worth $2. So that's $12 worth of Maser Sheni that must be redeemed onto $12. And he has to spend $12 on food in Yerushalayim with that money. Of course, if he wants to bring the wine to Yerushalayim that's in the container, drink it there, he's not going to drink the container. So the container remains Kadosh, but once you finish the wine, so the container no longer is Kadosh, it returns because it's not subordinate to the wine anymore. Once the wine is gone, so then the Kedusha of the container, the Kankan, is no longer there, and now it becomes Chulin. Mishnah continues, Ad shelo gafan olos be'echad umea. So we're going to go back to a halacha, and we're going to apply this idea before or after you close the container to another area of halacha. We're going to talk about truma. and truma wine that becomes mixed up with containers of regular wine. And we know truma generally, if it gets mixed up with chulin, so we say that we have to treat the whole mixture as truma unless I have 100 times more chulin. So the Mishnah here is telling me the following. I have containers of truma wine, and now they're mixed up with the chulin containers. I don't know, which one's truma. So if it's before I closed any of the containers, olos be'echad umeya. So the truma containers become batel, become nullified by 100 to 1, assuming you have 100 chulin containers as well. We don't know where they all are, but I knew I had 100 before. I don't know where the truma is, but it becomes batel. But umishegafan, but if the truma containers were lost among the chulin containers, when? After he closed them. So he closed them, everything was fine. He closed, they're all closed. Now they get mixed up, then it's not batel b'meya anymore. Mikachos b'chol shehen. The truma containers will be mikadesh, literally will sanctify, which means they'll prohibit the entire mixture, even with the kol shu, any amount. It could be even in a thousand. Because now, since the containers are closed, so a closed container is considered a davar chashuv, an important object in a davar chashuv. The rule is that a davar chashuv is never batel. So that's halacha number two that applies depending on whether the container is open or closed. Last halacha, ad shelo gafan. Here we're talking of a person who has many containers of tevel wine, and he wants to separate truma from that. So the rule is that when a person separates part of whatever his wine, let's say, is truma, so he needs what we call minamukaf. It has to be next to it. It has to be in close proximity when you're separating. That's true when it comes to challah as well. We'll learn maseches challah. We're supposed to say, when I separate the dough, so I can separate it out of the container of the rest of the dough. That's obvious. It's certainly minamukaf, but I don't necessarily have to do that. I could separate dough from one container on behalf of another container, but I should bring them close to one another. So I have the din menamukov. So the Mishnah says like this, ad shelo gafan, before a person closes the containers of wine, tore me'achas alakol, he can separate truma on one container on behalf of all the others. Again, if the containers are open, so the wine that's inside of them is considered minamukov. It's considered in close proximity to the other wine that may be in the room, and that's acceptable. You can take truma from one barrel on all the others. But umisha gafan, once the containers are closed, tore mikol achas va'achas, he has to separate truma from each container on its own, individually. Because once they're closed, each barrel is its own entity, and can't be connected to another barrel that's in the room. And therefore, you don't have a din menamukaf, you have to take truma from the barrel itself. Mishnah Yud Geperikim and Mishnah Yud Gimel. Beishamai Omrim. Mifateach uma'orel agas. So here, we're going back. The previous Mishnah spoke about separating truma from on behalf of another, from one container on behalf of another container. Here we're talking about a person close the barrels, close the containers, and now he wants to separate truma from one on the other. So what am I supposed to do? They're already closed. So we said, it's too late. You don't have minamukaf. It's not in close proximity. It's too late. You have to separate truma from each and every barrel individually. Is there a solution to this problem? So Beishamai Omrim, if a person closed the barrels of one and now wants to separate truma from one on behalf of the other, this is what you should do. Mifateach, open up all the barrels, and umara lagas, and pour the wine back into the wine press, back into the gas. You can't just open them. That will not create proximity anymore. Once you have to put them all into one unit into the vat, and then you can separate truma from one portion on the other. Why? Because once you close them, you lose minamukov, and you don't gain it back until they become one entity in the wine press. So v'silomim, now not to that extent. Mifateach ve'eno tzorach la'aros. You can open up the containers. You don't need to pour all the wine back into the wine press. Once you open them, you can now resuscitate, so to speak, the minamukaf halacha. Mishnah continues, b'medivar mamurim, b'makom shedarkon limkor stumos. We're going back to the halacha of Maaser Sheni. Remember in the previous Mishnah, we said that if a person designates Tevel, wine as maser sheni, after the container had been closed. So we said that the whole container also becomes kadosh as maser sheni. If the container was closed, and then you designate maser sheni, the wine inside, the container also becomes maser sheni. So says the Mishnah here, Bamei Devarim Amurim, when do we say the containers of maser sheni become kadosh along with what's inside? After when you designated maser sheni after you close the container, b'makom shedarkalim kostumos, in a place where it's common to sell wine in containers that are closed. So therefore, the container we would say now in such a situation is included in the sale, and therefore the wines, the container that has the wine in it is secondary to the wine, because the people normally sell wine in closed containers. So therefore, there's maser sheni kedusha that the container is subject to maser sheni kedusha as well. Avol b'makom shedarkon limkor psucho, says the Mishnah. But in a place where it's common to sell wine in open containers, meaning the wine is measured out, and it's sold without a container. So if that's the case, so, you know, a poor person brings his own container. So if a person now is using his maser sheni money to buy wine with a container, where in a place where they normally, what, they sell the wine in open containers. So then lo yotza kan kan l'chulin. So the container is, what does it mean? Lo yotza kan kan l'chulin means the container does not become chulin, meaning it takes on maser sheni kedusha. What does that mean? Since the container, what was the previous case? The previous case was, where do we say the containers of maser sheni become kadosh along with what's inside? That's where you normally sell them stumos. But in a place where you sell them in open containers, so then lo yatsa kam kanim lechulin, since the container is not usually included in the sale of the wine. And this sale, you decided to include a container. Oh, we don't normally include the container. You know, usually the buyer brings the container. Oh, we're including container. So then it's as if the container is being bought with part of the maser sheni money. If that's the case, it has kedushas maser. So this shows that in a place where people normally sell psuchos, meaning they sell without a container, someone brings along its container, so the container is not considered secondary to the wine. So therefore, in our case, a person designates wine in a closed container as maser sheni, so the container won't take on kedushas maser sheni. Meaning the following, it sounds a little bit confusing. The Mishnah here is going back, remember the Mishnah, we learned all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. A person comes to buy maser sheni, and he buys wine in a container. So there the Mishnah discussed whether or not the container will take on kedushas maser. So we said like this, if the place is a place where they typically sell psuchos open, in other words, a person is, people usually measure it out and sell without a container. So here, the fact that someone decides to buy with the container, that shows that, that obviously the money that he's paying for, obviously he's purchasing wine and he's purchasing a container. So therefore, the maser sheni will take effect on the container as well. But applying that over there, that case over here would mean that in our case where a person designates the wine in a closed container as maser sheni, so then the container doesn't take on any kedusha with the wine because people don't normally sell the container along with it anyway. Now, the Mishnah now says the following. Avalam ratza lahachmir al atzmo limkor b'mida yatza kan kan l'chulin. But let's say the seller wants to be more precise. He's going to sell the wine not by the container. He's not selling by, you know, people usually sell. How many containers are you buying? Okay, so you take into account the container is connected to the wine. But here you have a person who's what? He's selling the wine very specifically, by specific measure, not by container. Usually you sell it by the container, by the barrel, by the jug. But he is, no, I'm telling you exactly how much wine. It goes by the ounces, it goes by the liters. I'm selling you by the liquid. So then, yatsa kan kan l'chulin. Then the container becomes chulin, meaning it doesn't become kadosh as maser sheni. Why? Because the seller here is telling you the price for the exact measure of the wine that's in the container. Obviously, the container is not included in the sale. So if he gives the buyer this container, we view it as if it's a gift in addition to the wine. And since that was not, you maser sheni money was not used to buy that, it doesn't become kadosh. Now Rabbi Shimon Omer. So Rabbi Shimon's going back to the previous halacha and in giving me another exception. The rule when the wine is in a closed container, we set it as kedushas maser sheni, says Rabbi Shimon, not necessarily. Af ha'omer l'chaveiro. Even if this person says to his friend, I'm selling you this chulin wine in its container. Chavis, there's another girsa over here. I'm selling you this chulin wine without its container. So why? I need the container to hold the maser sheni wine that's going to remain inside. Yatsa kan kan chulin. The container becomes chulin. What does it mean becomes chulin? It never becomes kadosh with maser sheni. Yes, the seller here says that he's keeping the container for the use of maser sheni wine. Ah, the container doesn't become kadosh as maser sheni. Why? Because when the wine was designated maser sheni, the container had chulin wine inside as well. So only a closed container that has only maser sheni can take on kedushas maser sheni along with what's inside, but not when there's chulin inside as well. One interesting question that comes up is that we have a tosefta in Trumos in the third perek that says if a person has 5 sacks of grain and that's sitting by the granary, he's allowed to take truma from the grain in one sack upon the grain on the others. So now, if I'm allowed to take truma from grain on one sack on the other, why can't I take truma from wine in an open container on wine in another open container? Question on what we learned earlier. So some Mefarshim to the Yerushalmi explain as follows. When Beis Shammai here speaks about, no, you're not allowed to do that, minamukov, it's a problem, it's not minamukov, is because wine is different. What's unique about wine? Wine is stored in large barrels, as we know, for a long period of time. When I close a barrel of wine, I basically am saying the following. I'm keeping this wine as a barrel for a long, long time. It's going to stay here, stay in this barrel, and it's going to be preserved in this barrel. Ah, if that's the case, so there is some connection between the wine and this specific barrel. Because of that, that removes the possibility, negates the possibility of minamuka, of proximity. Ah, that being the case, I also understand why, even when I reopen them, Beis Shammai says that's not enough. You have to put the wine back into that because there's this relationship between the wine and the barrel to such an extent that even if you open the barrels, you cannot now bring back the minamukov until you throw all the wine back into the vat.